Right now, though, it's something we call the weekly wrap. Jeff Field and I having a little bit of a chat about the news stories of the week. Jeff, as he always says, doesn't cheat. We don't look at the notes until it's time to go.
No.
No, just flicks open a note and we start at Monday.
Yeah, what I do is after every day, I write down what I think are the main stories. And then on Friday, I come in here and surprise myself, you, and maybe the listeners.
Clearly, I'm surprised all the time.
So shall I open the book up? Okay.
I was having a sip of water then, so I couldn't answer you. So, yes,
all right,
let's
do this. We go. I hope I can read my own writing today. It's been a
you
long
are
night.
A little worse for wear today.
Yeah, something happened last night. I forget what it was. Okay, we're going way back to Monday. Parliament resumed for the lower house. There was a certain issue being discussed this week.
There was.
In the lower house, which we will get to,
no doubt.
A poll coming out that particular day showing that 71% do not want sitting prime ministers removed from either party. And another news poll showing a very slight improvement for Malcolm Turnbull, but Labor's still well ahead. A petition launched against the demolition of the Sydney Football Stadium and the Olympic Stadiums had started to really get momentum. It was launched on the weekend. I think by that stage we had about 50,000 signatures. I haven't checked.
It's gone through the roof. Yeah.
It has gone through the roof. Peter Fitzsimmons did instigate that.
And some clever stuff from Clover Moore.
Absolutely.
Speaking to 2SER, suggesting that that money could be better spent on community
recreational areas. Yeah, not that much money, by the way. Not too
billion. Well, significantly less money. But get people playing sport within the community again.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Sydney trains facing greater strain despite the new timetables, a secret new report that was leaked to the opposition. I'd like to know who's doing all this leaking, but now I don't think you have to be a rogue scholar to work out that Sydney trains are really crowded and there are a lot of angry people out there. There are winners and losers with the new timetable. But I went down to Town Hall Station in the middle of the day and it was like you could not move.
No, I know.
I don't know how it's going to pan out.
And I've got to say, this is just off my own colloquial bat. I think older trains are back on the network. I think that
With
the improved, how many more services they're trying to run, they've brought older trains
with
back.
With no air conditioning.
No air conditioning.
Yeah. Also, it was the aftermath of what was predicted to be Armageddon in Melbourne. Let's just say that Melbourne missed out on the worst. There certainly was some flooding in the northeast of Victoria, but the predictions of it being a almost like the city being wiped out did not happen. There was some flash flooding in a few suburbs. But it's better to be forewarned than sorry, I suppose. Let's move to Tuesday. The Supreme Court allows Donald Trump to impose his travel ban targeting six Muslim countries. A 78-year-old woman attacked by her pet dingo. Last we heard, she was in a serious condition. I'm not sure what happened to the dogs, but I do believe they may have been euthanized.
I have to,
check that one. Amazon launched in Australia. And that, to me, seems to have fizzled.
It was pretty tepid. But, you know, still, Amazon are playing a long game on that.
Okay. So, yeah, a lot of people are saying, oh, the bargains aren't there. But
the bargains aren't
let's
there right
wait
now.
And see.
Yeah, let's wait and see.
And the Berejiklian government stands firm on its plan to demolish the Sydney Football Stadium, with the sports minister, Stuart Eyre, saying no petition will stop him.
No, we'll good. Yeah, you see. Wouldn't want to listen to the voice of the people, would you?
No, I mean, almost 200,000 have signed that. Last I looked, it's probably gone even past it now. Wednesday, Russia was suspended from the Winter Olympics because of their doping regime. Robert Mueller orders Deutsche Bank to provide records of accounts held by Donald Trump.
Yes.
Now, that is really getting interesting. Ben McCormack, former Current Affair reporter, who had a particular interest in stories involving child molesters. You may remember the Hey Dad story that he covered night by night. Well, he was fined $1,000 and placed on a 3-year good behavior bond for child sex offenses relating to child pornography. And also 200 passengers on board one of the biggest ocean liners in the world, Ovation of the Seas, had gastro at Hobart. I don't want to think about that. It's now in Sydney. And I've been told it's been thoroughly sanitized and cleaned.
I'd still go on a cruise. I'm obsessed by the idea.
After it's been cleaned, though. Yesterday, We'll hold the big one till the end.
All right.
Trump announced the US will recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel in his wisdom.
Yes.
Excuse me. It was a long night. An 11-year-old boy, sadly, was lost at sea.
Oh, yeah.
That rip at Port Macquarie, still no sign of him, so it's now just a recovery operation, sadly, for the parents.
Yeah.
Labor's David Finney referred to the High Court. Watch this space. The citizenship drama continues. Time magazine named its Person of the Year, and guess what? It wasn't Donald Trump.
It most certainly
was. It was the
not.
Silence Breakers.
Yes.
Of course, they started the Me Too hashtags, although Mr. Trump was a runner-up along with the Chinese President Xi Jinping. And, there was another story. Hang on. I just can't find it. Oh, here it is. Thursday.
Yes.
Just after 6 o'clock.
Yes.
In the Australian Parliament, after 100 speakers, hours of debate, the bells rang, and the politicians all moved to one side apart from four people, and marriage equality became the law of the land in this country.
Fantastic.
Sorry, I'm getting emotional.
No, it's good.
But,
you should.
Yeah, it's been a really big night. And what can you say? I still can't believe that four people voted against it.
Well,
after all we've gone through.
Yeah, I know.
And let me give you the good news in case you haven't heard. The moves to make it law begin today. It goes to get assent tomorrow, and gay people will be able to lodge their intent to marry as of tomorrow, which means the first gay weddings can begin on January the 9th.
January the 9th. Mark it in a diary. Jeff
and
Field.
Look, I'm so tired, but I'm so happy.
Go back to the newsroom. Thank
Australia,
you so much.
Australia rocks.
I'm really proud of us.